続いて第2部です。これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Number 16.
Richard is a high school student, and for lunch, he usually eats sandwiches that his mother makes for him. His mother is a chef, and Richard's sandwiches are always delicious. Yesterday, his friend Veronica forgot to bring her lunch, so Richard offered to share his lunch with her. Veronica happily accepted.And in return, she bought him a snack at the cafeteria for dessert.
Question. Why did Richard share his lunch with Veronica yesterday? Number 17.
Welcome to News Tonight on Radio 6.Tonight, we have some special guests. 5 members of the Captain City Women's Rugby Team. The team members have been getting better results recently, and everyone is expecting them to win the national tournament next month. I will talk to the members about how they are preparing for the tournament.
Question. What does the announcer say about the rugby team?Number 18.
There is a festival in Florida in the United States called the Lower Keys Underwater Music Festival. The festival was created by a man named Bill Becker, who wanted to help protect the ocean. During the festival, musicians take instruments into the water to perform music. The goal of the festival is to teach people about coral reefs.And marine life in a fun way.
Question. Why was the Lower Keys Underwater Music Festival created? Number 19.
Warren is an economics student at university, and his exams start next month.He had planned to study 2 hours every evening, but he has not been following this schedule. Warren has realized that he can concentrate better in the mornings, so instead, he has decided to get up 2 hours earlier than usual to study. He hopes this new schedule will help him study more effectively.
Question.How will Warren's schedule change? Number 20.
Many people around the world enjoy eating honey. As long as honey is kept in sealed containers, it can be eaten even when it is many years old. In fact,Some news articles say that 3,000-year-old honey has been found in the pyramids of Egypt. The honey was kept in sealed pots, and scientists say that this honey can still be eaten today.
Question. What is one thing we learn about honey?Number 21.
Peggy has a large collection of Japanese comic books, and she enjoys talking about them with other people on the internet. However, she thought it would be good to meet other collectors in person, so she decided to become a member of a comic book fan club in her area. She will wear her favorite character's costume to the club's meeting this Friday.
Question. What has Peggy decided to do? Number 22.
Come to Waller Wheels for deals on family-sized cars. As advertised on TV, our super sale is this weekend. Get a discount of $2,000 when you buy a new car. If you buy a used car, we will give you a free set of snow tires. We are located on Thompson Street and are open until 7 p.m. every day.
Question. What can customers get when they buy a new car? Number 23.
Steve wants to teach his 6-year-old daughter how to swim this summer. Unfortunately, she does not like going into the pool, so Steve bought her some pool toys to play with. She now enjoys playing on the steps of the pool, so Steve thinks he can start giving her lessons soon. He hopes that she will think swimming is fun in the future.
Question. What did Steve do for his daughter? Number 24.
Get ready for spring at Silverman Gym. We have two special campaigns this month. First, all members who introduce a friend to the gym will get an extra month of membership free. Second, if you sign up for a boxing class, you will get a free gym bag worth $25. Don't forget to take advantage of these two great offers.
Question. How can members get a free gym bag? Number 25.
Kenta is planning a trip to Thailand with two of his friends. His friends want to see many temples there. However, Kenta loves the ocean, so he wants to relax on the beach instead. Kenta and his friends have decided that they will stay in the same hotel, but while he goes to the beach during the day, his friends will go sightseeing.
Question. What is one thing that we learn about Kenta? Number 26.
Stacy has been a movie director for over 15 years. So far, she has only made fantasy movies. This year, however, her goal is to direct a documentary about the real lives of doctors and nurses who work in emergency rooms. Next week, Stacy will start to interview some of them in hospitals around the city.
Question. What does Stacy want to do this year? Number 27.
The cassowary is a type of bird that lives in parts of Australia and New Guinea. Cassowaries are sometimes called the most dangerous birds in the world. They are big in size and have sharp claws. They have been reported to use their powerful legs to kick people who come too close. However, this rarely happens because cassowaries tend to stay away from people.
Question. What is one thing we learn about cassowaries? Number 28.
Travis was born in New York, but he works in Canada now. He likes his job. But his mother has been feeling unwell recently. Travis wants to move back to his hometown to be closer to her. His company has an office in New York, so he will ask his boss if he can be transferred there.
Question: Why does Travis want to move back to New York? Number 29.
In Sweden, there is a break during the day called fika. Fika is often translated into English as having a coffee break. People in Sweden rest and appreciate life during fika. They also have a chance to communicate with friends, family, or coworkers. Fika is usually held in the morning or in the afternoon, and is an important part of Swedish culture.
Question: What is one thing we learn about fika? Number 30.
Mitch is in his 50s, and he has played soccer all his life. He still wants to play, but he finds it harder to move quickly because he has gotten older. Last week, one of his friends, who manages a soccer club for young players, asked Mitch to be a coach for the players starting next month. Mitch accepted the offer, and he is thinking of techniques to teach them.
Question: What will Mitch start doing next month?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただき、ありがとうございました。質問がある方は、直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから、解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは、身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退室するときは、別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず、会場出口まで静かに退出してください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。